Now, they are not fuel, spark, and air. Instead, God has put his finger on three essentials that it takes to repair our souls and our lives. Tonight, we will all learn what those three things are. We will all learn to celebrate how God can take us from being broken down, misfiring, cast off people, and somehow turn us into princes, turn us into princesses in his kingdom, who get to stand right alongside Jesus as God's royalty. So let's turn back the clock. Let's turn it back to the beginning. Let's turn it back to the very beginning. The church. We all know that we are craving something. We all know that there's some kind of hole in us that needs to be filled. And just like these cavemen, we look at anything thinking that maybe this is what I need. The answer we have watched God provide was written down for us many, many years ago by the Apostle Paul. He wrote under the direction of God's Spirit, and he wrote this down for us in 1 Corinthians 13:13. Three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Three things, gang, will last forever. Three things will endure. Three things will be craved by mankind, and these three things will be the fuel, the spark, and the air it takes to make people's lives run properly. The first Paul mentioned was faith. People are looking for and craving something to believe in. I spoke with a young man recently who had come to Westbridge only a couple of times, and he said to me, "How do I know that this is the way? How do I know if this is the right religion? How do I know maybe it's Buddhism where I should put my faith? Or is it Islam where I should place my faith?" I thought his question was honest, and I thought it was sincere. But in the back of my mind, I realized the Apostle Paul was right. The faith question will endure throughout time. Faith is an issue that everyone will have and everyone will want addressed. What can I truly believe in? For 10 years, God has been here, ready to answer that question for seekers. We have come together to examine the scriptures on Saturday nights, again on Wednesday nights, on Friday nights, even on Sunday mornings recently. We have looked at God and examined if he is the place that we can put our faith. Hebrews 11:1 tells us, faith means being sure of the things we hope for and knowing that something is real, even if we do not see it. Gang, faith in Jesus is a belief that he cared so much for you that he died on a cross to pay for your wrongs. Faith in Jesus is a confidence that God will be with you and never leave you. Faith in Jesus is a trust that he wants the best for you, that he will bring that about as we follow him. Faith in Jesus is an assurance that no matter how many times we mess up, no matter how many times we turn from him, he will be ever faithful to us. Faith in Jesus means that you are connected to the incredible realm of possibility. For with God, all things are possible. That's why Paul said, people will always be looking for faith. And those are the things that faith can do. For 10 years, we have watched God reveal to people that he is the only way. He is the only truth, and he is the only Lord of our life. We thank God tonight for sending his son to die for our sins so that we could enter God's presence washed clean. People have come here looking for a place to put their faith, and Jesus has offered himself to every single one of them. And one by one, we have found that placing our faith in Jesus Christ has answered our faith question and filled the voids in our heart. Our night is waning fast, and there is a second heart cry that Paul told us would endure and last. People will always be looking for a place to put their faith. And the second thing that Paul mentioned is that people will always be looking for hope. In hindsight, and after getting to know the people who walked into Westbridge, it's easy to know why people kept coming in. That's one of my fondest memories of Westbridge Community Church, and it happened 10 years ago tonight. My friend Scott McCray was coming to help us out that first night, and he was going to usher. So he went to the front doors, and had gotten dark by 7 o'clock as people were pulling in, and I went to the front door to see Scott, and he had a big smile on his face, peering out into the darkness as the headlights kept pulling up the driveway. He said, "Drew, they just keep coming in." Now I know why. Because God is a God of hope. Hope to fix a life that seems hopeless. Hope that tomorrow could somehow be better than today. Hope that there is a way to make sense of a world that often seems out of control and overwhelming. God has been very involved and more than willing to act when we walk through those doors and ask him to show us how to fix our marriages. God has been very involved and more than willing to act when we humble ourselves and admit our sin and simply ask him to help us. Like the young lady in the drama, it took guts to walk into a place and say, "I messed up." It took guts to walk in and say, "I'm scared. I don't like where I'm headed. And is there any hope for me? And is there any hope for my situation?" I love that drama because it shows someone's first step of receiving hope, and it also shows the results years later of someone who has hoped in Jesus and found life to the full. King David wrote these words in Psalm 146:5. "Joyful are those who have the God of Israel as their helper, whose hope is in the Lord their God." Over the past 10 years, we have put our hope in Jesus Christ and his truth. We have hoped in his provision, and he has provided what we need. We have hoped in God's guidance as we navigate our lives, and he has faithfully shown each of us the next step we are to take. We have hoped in God giving us strength to deal with hard situations, and he has carried us through. We have hoped in God restoring our joy, in God teaching us to dream again, and showing us what it is to live with possibility. And we can affirm today the psalmist's words, "Joyful are those who have the God of Israel as their helper, whose hope is in the Lord their God." You know, if Paul were standing next to Scott and I 10 years ago, as Scott uttered those words, "They just keep coming," I think Paul would have said out of the side of his mouth to the both of us, three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. People have found that there is a God you can put your faith in. There is also a Lord who has everything under control and who can deal with any problem we have created and who can make something beautiful out of anything we bring him. But the greatest thing that people are looking for is love. A God who accepts anyone. A God who wants to know you and wants you to know him. A God who cherishes you as the apple of his eye, his princess, his champion, his special one. God has been here for 10 years loving like that, and he has asked us to love that way as well. I stand here today thankful to God for the love and acceptance that he has shown each and every one of us. And I am very pleased at the love and acceptance and care that this church family has extended to those who have walked through these doors. For some, it is the only love they will get shown in their lives, the love they get here. For others, it's a love that they did not dream was possible towards them. And for others, it's a love that has turned death into life. Faith, people looking for something to believe in. Hope, people looking for answers in a new direction. And love, people crying out to be accepted and cherished. You know, as a boy, my father took me to junkyards. I absolutely loved it. He taught me how to look beyond the dents and past the damage that lay in front of me. He told me that there was a treasure in that gravel field of twisted metal and broken glass that others don't know how to see. He taught me the art and the wonder of resurrection and reclamation. He placed a love for salvaging the hopeless in my heart. It makes perfect sense to me now that 10 years ago, God asked me to open a salvage yard called Westbridge Community Church. A place where broken, unwanted, worn out, tired, and beat up wreckage could be repaired. For 10 years, God has asked us to pick up the pieces and bring them to him. And so, allow me to show you what God has done over the past 10 years. Would you just pray with me? Lord, I want to thank you for what you have done. I pray that we will have had come through on our desire when we prayed 10 years ago that if you sent the wave, we promised we would ride it. I pray that we've put a smile on your face for the work that we've done, but we acknowledge that it was really all you. You were the one who made it all happen. You are the one who changed lives. You are the one who showed us who to have faith in because you are amazing. You are the one who gives us new hope because you are the ultimate repairman when it comes to life. We thank you that you loved each and every one of us for who we are and that you told us to become what you want us to be. Thank you for that. I pray that you would take us now and show us what you would have us do for the next 10 years, that we would be faithful in the second leg of the journey. We thank you in advance for the people who will be on that screen 10 years from now who have found faith
and hope and love in you. Amen. We're going to close our night out with worshiping God. As we do, we're going to receive our offering, but if you're visiting with us tonight, we ask that you don't feel compelled to give. Westbridge is not interested in your money. God is not interested in your money. God is interested in your heart and your life. So engage with Him and allow tonight to be our gift to you. And I'll just have a closing thought when we conclude our worship time. Would you all stand? Faithful, and I thank you for the way you have loved and cared for us over the past 10 years. And now, Lord, we ask that you would lead us on as we have already begun year 11. Lord, this is your church. This is your town. This is your country. And I pray that you would show us what you want us to do so that we can advance your kingdom. Show us how to show others that there is a faith waiting for them, a faith that works. Help us to show others, Lord, that there is a hope for the hopeless. And that no matter where you are in your journey from God, He will embrace you there and lead you closer to Him. And show us, Lord, how to love the way you love. That when we see people who don't know what love is, we would show them your love. A love that wants the best for them at our own expense. Now, Lord, lead us forward. I thank you for what you've done. I pray that tonight has put a smile on your face. We want to say thank you for being our friend. Thank you for being our Lord and for being our guide. And now, Lord, I pray that you lead us forward. In Jesus' name, amen. We want to give you something for coming and celebrating with us tonight that you would remember the first 10 years. So, on the way out, we'd like everybody to get a Westbridge commemorative coffee mug. And when you drink your coffee in the morning, or your water, or your tea, when you look into it, remember we have a God who is faithful. And He has proved it for 10 years. See you next week. We have one song we didn't do. We'll do it next week, 7 o'clock. We'll see. Oh, tomorrow, 1 o'clock. Tomorrow, 1 o'clock, baseball game, 519 Field. Come on down. It's free. You'll have a great time. Happy anniversary.